welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host. Last week, if you tuned into my riff, I talked about the whole broad question of how to have a life of purpose. I talked about the broader idea of purpose, the trappings, the concepts, and now I want to break down what I believe are the critical parts to how to find your authentic voice, bring that into the world, and trust that that is the part of you that knows what you want and build your life from that space. So today I want to focus on the idea of awareness. I kind of hate it because awareness is this idea that I literally feel like you can't talk about anything in self-help without hearing awareness, 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 awareness. It's tiring. And I'm sure you're already thinking like, oh, I'm going to turn off the podcast. Not this awareness thing again. Like, I'm done. But give me a minute before you tune out. Because awareness is one thing to say, hey, I'm going to try and be aware of how I feel. Yeah, I get it. I get it. I get it. But I really want to break this down for you in a totally different way. So there's awareness. There's awareness of your breath, right? We've all heard about that. Notice your breathing. Notice how you breathe. Notice the quality of your breath. I did an episode long ago, Improving Your Moods, I believe. You have to go check it out. Hit me up with an email if you want it. But how to breathe, how to tune back into your body is another piece of awareness. Where do you feel tension in your body? Where do you feel stress? Is it in your forehead, your chest, your stomach? Where do you personally experience tension? But what I want to really focus on today is not those things. I've talked about that before. I believe that's been talked about quite a bit. But what about awareness without judgment? Awareness without shame? Let's be honest. When we tune in to what we're thinking, when we tune into the thoughts in our head, most of the time we don't like what we see. Most of the time we judge what we see. Most of the time we immediately start thinking how it should be different, how our life should be different, how we're embarrassed of a failure, how we feel bad that we haven't succeeded as much as we want to, how we feel other people are doing better than we are, right? We compare ourselves to our neighbors, our friends, what we see on social media, the people that we look up to, the people in our field that we respect the most. And that cycle of thought, it really brings us down. So how do you tune your awareness inward? Not just notice the quality of your breath, not just notice if you have tension in your body, but also notice your thoughts without immediately judging them, without immediately shifting into a spiral of shame. What do I mean by a spiral of shame? I mean that the moment you notice what you're thinking, you start to think that you're not good enough. You immediately freeze and feel bad inside. Whatever the thoughts are is a sign that you're not worthy, you're not lovable, you're not good enough, right? And for other people, the analytics kick in. They just start thinking the pros and the cons and what they should have done and what they could have done, and they weigh things out over and over and over. My coaching practice, I swear there's two types. They turn inward and they start analyzing, and in their head, it's just this like ticker tape of right, pro, con, if that, the other, massive analysis. And then there's the group that feels shame, feels bad about, you know, what they're thinking, the low self-worth. If people really knew, they wouldn't love me. So I'm asking you today, what about awareness? What about awareness without judgment, without shame, just using the idea of curiosity? What if you turned into your thoughts? And instead of judging them or feeling bad or having analysis to paralysis, you're able to have thoughts, notice them, and start to think about the quality of those thoughts. We all have goals. We want to do things with our lives. We want to make an impact. We want to help others. But these thoughts that get in our way, where are they coming from? Are you paying attention to them? Unless you manage those thoughts, you cannot reach your goals because, let's just be honest, this stuff spins so much, it can completely take you down. So awareness, in my opinion, isn't just becoming aware of your breath, which is critical, critical. Taking a full breath in all the way from the base of your stomach all the way up, you know, to the top of your chest and being able to breathe fully is critical, and getting tension out of your body is huge. I'm a massive fan of meditation and yoga. But the second part is cultivating the awareness of your thoughts, being curious about your thoughts, and caring about the origin of those thoughts. What do I mean by the origin of thoughts? Are these thoughts truly stemming from your own belief system? Or did you pick them up from a friend, a family member, or a life circumstance where things weren't really going your way and that was a coping skill and you no longer need it? So awareness is about curiosity. Awareness is learning about who you are. Carl Jung says it's the privilege of a lifetime to find out who you really are. If you're not curious, if you're not aware with a sense of curiosity of self, you can't begin that process. So here's my challenge to you. Spend today in your life going around getting your caramel macchiato from Starbucks or going to the bank or visiting family, whatever it is that you have planned for the day, the work you're doing, tune in to the quality of your thoughts and ask yourself a few simple questions. This conversation I'm having in my mind, this narrative that is constantly streaming in the background, what is it that I'm always talking about? Am I talking about failure, success, fear, judgments, approvals, being right, worrying about being wrong, that I shouldn't do things, that I can't do things? What is it that is consuming my thoughts? Because all of us are narrating about the world all day long. Our thoughts are going. We don't suspend thought for any period of time. So what is it that your mind is filled with? Is it filled with compassion, joy, contentment, peace? Is it filled with fear, blame, judgments? How often is it shifting from one to the other? And how much are you taking action from those thoughts without the awareness and without those thoughts being aligned with truly your real beliefs and the beliefs that will support the goals that you ultimately want to achieve? So if I want to write a book and my thoughts are all about failure or success or the size of the audience or that I have to sell a million copies, and that all comes out of my ego or shame or fear or whatever, my ability to write a book that is meaningful to me, that I believe would be meaningful to you, will go down immediately. Because I'm going to be racked with fears and concerns and my ability to get into a state of flow where I'm able to actually talk about the things that I care about and then offer them to whoever is interested will go down quickly. So awareness. Awareness isn't just a new age fluffy word about becoming aware. It's becoming aware and being deeply curious in an objective way without judgment. Give it a try. Let me know how that goes. Send me a note. I can always be reached at laura@lauraco.com. For those of you who have written in, thanks so much. I love hearing from you. And next week, we will talk about how to take full responsibility for those thoughts that we're having and help those thoughts become the beliefs that mirror the goals that you would like to achieve. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I appreciate each and every one of you.